For the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
He's so nice.
So they're not-
No, they not feeling us. Know that the government killing us. Yeah, yeah, about to just OD. Thinking these niggas gon' call me. Back of my bully, you know me. Yorkie the realest. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. Knee on my neck, holding the 40 protect. You banging out, but you ain't protecting your people, so fuck your set. Militant mind, I'm a threat. And knowing I'm pissed, they don't feel us. I'm rolling around with some cop killers. I'm rolling around with some cop killers. System of failure, I got the blood up beyond the tailor. Up on my list, fuck all the justice, no peace. I finna go load up a clip, blood on you crit. Nigga, you coolin' like Sambo. Nigga, I'm holding this K like Rambo. Up in my pocket, I'm holding this rock. I see a pig and I cop it. Nigga, I'm different, people be saying I'm ignorant. 40 cal with the grippin'. I ain't with Mike, long nose with the snipe. We droppin' a pig tonight. Camouflage in the face, big 40 on the waist. These pigs be killin' my race. Rest in peace to Sandra Bland. Nigga, what's your reason, nigga, what's your plan? I'm dispersing, when these niggas just running in churches, putting brothers and sisters in hearses, stealing organs for underground merchants. Where I'm from, niggas hopeless and hurting. We be swiping for coochies and perkins. All this pain, yeah, you know we be perking. All these drugs got my demons emerging. Yeah. No, they not feeling us. Know that the government killing us. Yeah, yeah, about to just OD. Thinking these niggas go Kobe. Back of my bully, you know me. Yorkie the realest. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. Knee on my neck, holding the 40 protect. You banging out, but you ain't protecting your people, so fuck your set. Militant mind, I'm a threat. And knowing I'm pissed, they don't feel us. I'm rolling around with some cop killers.
I'm rolling around with some cop killers.
Yeah, I'm going hard, but the guard can't stand me. Big shout to Eric Gard, the family. This is your kid for the guys in the jail. 41 shots to Sean Bell. I'm not for the nonsense, passing the cartridge. Yeah, I'm shooting at niggas, I'm making that car flip. Yeah, I'm back on my militant. Fully loaded, yeah, them hollows, I feel it in. Mayor Rice, yeah, they killing our children in. Extra years for imprisonment. What the fuck are we living in? They show me the boss, I don't fuck with no middlemen. Cause these coppers is killing our citizens. If it's war, piss my niggas, just feel it in. Are you catching these bodies with benefits? Filling bodies with holes, it's innocent. When we riot, the options we giving in. They ignore us, we have to get ignorant. Now we looting and riot. Drop a pig, excited. Runs blunts, we light it. Catch a case, we fight it. Divided before, the stronger united. No, they not feeling us. Know that the government killing us. Yeah, yeah, about to just OD. Thinking these niggas go Kobe. Back of my bully, you know me. Yorkie the realest. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. I'm strapped up with cop killers. Knee on my neck, holding the 40 protect. You banging out, but you ain't protecting your people, so fuck your set. Militant mind, I'm a threat. And knowing I'm pissing on fillers, I'm rolling around with some cop killers.
I'm rolling around with some cop killers.
Yeah. Man.
Wow, man. Wow, wow.
That was a great way to start the fucking show today, man. That was a great fucking way. That was Yorkie, cop killer. But I'm not even going to prolong this one today at all. I'm going to get right into it because homie got a lot to talk about and he limited on time. So I want to respect his grind as well as he respect mine. So today, first off, I am your host, Zero Motherfucking Smiles.
I'm your boy, King Miami, in the motherfucking building.
And this is the motherfucking Weed Files.
Yeah, 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 you already know.
And if you've been watching The Fly, and if you know, you know, today we got Bright Boy Yorkie in the building. He is a producer, a videographer, a jack of all trades. That's just the tip of the iceberg. As you can see, he's also an independent artist. I'm going to let him talk his shit. Yo, Yorkie, you in the building?
I'm here. Yo.
Go ahead and introduce yourself to the world right quick, my brother, and drop your social media as well.
Yo, what's good, what's good to the world? I'm Bright Boy Yorkie, entrepreneur,
engineer, producer, artist, videographer. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man who, you know, I'm the Swiss Army knife, you know? Definitely. I could contest
for that one.
Yeah, I'm definitely on a few businesses. Triangle Recording Studio, where I stand up, Max B, Fat Joe, Young M.A. I got nominated for a Grammy back in 2011. I worked on Grand Theft Auto 4. I was doing Green Lantern mixtapes, Corey Guns mixtapes. I did the first Cocaine City. I worked with Bob's Cartel. I worked with a lot of people, ASAP Mob, a lot of people.
I was getting right into it today. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was jumping right into it. What is your passion out of all of the businesses you own, out of everything you do in the music industry itself for the independent artists? What is your main passion? What do you take the most pride in?
Creation. That's my passion, creation. Because it's like as a creator, a lot of the times people be like, yo, you're a creator. You feel like you just do it and it's just a gift, and you don't really realize what that gift is. But creation, it allows me to escape a lot of bullshit that I've been through, and at the same time help people. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no better feeling as to do something that you created from scratch organically, and then you give it to somebody and they like, yo, this shit is fire, and they excited about this shit. So my passion is creation.
Okay, that's nice. So, I got a question for you. So, what is one of the things you created that you think you're most happy about, I would say, one of your biggest successes?
Creating a recording studio, man. I was able to meet so many people and travel the world, and creating a recording studio. My thing to anybody, if you have an idea, God give you an idea, tell you to do something, I don't care if it's like start a paper route or like whatever business. Like, believe me, I was smoking weed on a bench in 89 Park Pelham Project, and I remember when that epiphany came to me, I'm like, I'm going to start a recording studio. And everybody like, yo, you know how much recording studio equipment costs, and And believe it or not, man, a lot of the equipment came to me for free. You know, my first Pro Tools setup came from Young Guru, who is Jay-Z's engineer. So it's like God was just putting it in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
So where did it start for you? Like you just touched base on, you had the epiphany of starting your recording studio. Did you start out engineering first, or did you start out rapping first?
Nah, yo, it's so crazy. When I grew up in like I don't know what people call it, the West Bronx or the West Bronx or the South Bronx. So I grew up on Burnside, and I'm talking about when
technically the South Bronx. If you know, that's still kind of the South Bronx, southwest of the Bronx. If you want to be exact,
yeah, definitely. When you get down to the '60s, that's more of the South Bronx. But yeah, up in the time, it was real harsh for us as people. I'm talking about, like, you know, it's funny how things are now, but it was a time where blacks and Puerto Ricans, you ain't called Puerto Ricans, they was black. Like, we all was just black.
Yeah.
It was all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I'm talking about going on a welfare government cheese and all that shit. You know what I'm talking about? So it was like, music was something where, like, fucking my whole block was hooked on coke and dope and heroin and crack. So like, when we used to have these block parties and shit, I used to see how it made people fucking happy and transformed into this happiness and shit. So it was like I wanted to get into producing. So basically, I was blessed to have this dude named Tony Washington and TNT, the Nasty Touch, who lived across the hall from me. I was like 6-7 years old. He would take me to LL Cool J house, Big Daddy Kane. He would show me the FC-1200. He making beats, taking me to the studio. So that's where it all started. Like like on a real dark time in history with blacks and Hispanics and us living in them burnt down buildings when the Jews start leaving the Bronx and burning down the buildings for us. I was a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, playing in abandoned buildings, catching wingworms, all type of shit like that, because we didn't have parks. You'll go to a park, it'd be motherfucking ice and crack on the floor and a dead dope on the floor. Like, I grew up in that. So, like, music was
niggas
like
leaning in favorite. Front of the corner store, not falling.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So... So those who don't know, if you hear anything in the background, Bright Boy is actually working. He's taking his time off to sit down and talk with us. He's always working. Yo, so I want to give you an opportunity to drop your social media for those who don't follow you and want to, because you offer a lot. We're going to get into what you offer in a few minutes. But go ahead and drop your social media, your business and your personal. Go ahead.
Definitely, yo, if you interested just in just, like, connecting with me, like, building, that's Bright Boy Yorkie. Bright Boy Yorkie page is definitely the page where you network, you can get to see what I do, my family life. You see everything on Bright Boy Yorkie, the videos, music, my life. That's Bright Boy Yorkie at Instagram. Bright is my last name. Yorkie was the name everybody gave me in the Bronx in New York, so it was, like, Bright Boy.
King York.
Yeah, King York, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Bright Boy Yorkie, one, Triangle Recording Studios. If you just focused on production, you follow that page. And then if you are focused on, you're just looking for videos, Bright Boy Film, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram and on YouTube as well.
I want to do something right quick. I don't know if you know this song, but I want to see if you do.
They can ask me how I'm doing, I'll tell them I'm Gucci.
Hell yeah.
So you thought you was going to get away without introducing the song tonight? Go ahead and introduce that for me right quick,
man,
bro.
That's just my song, yo. Yo, let me tell you about Yorkie Sick. That was a special project, bro. That was a project, you know what I'm saying, like, on some real shit. Like, I actually did a whole album, Yorkie Sick, and trashed it. Had a listener party and platinum sound, all that, and trashed the whole album. But it was like, I just thought I was coming from a false place. And when I created Yorkie 6, I was out in DR for about 3 weeks. And it was like I had a whole different vibe. I had a whole different vibe. And I created that. And Gucci was just, you know how we talk in New York. You know what I mean? Gucci, yo, this is where we going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
I remember, like, I'm going to get into it later when we talk after the song, but I remember coming into the studio to record Night, and you actually spend Yorkie 6 for me, and I was like, holy shit. But we going to get into that. Yo, guys, let's spend that shit.
They can ask me how I'm doing, I'll tell them I'm Gucci. This money I'm pulling out these bitches, I hit down the soon. But I'm Gucci. Niggas just mad at us. Going through these numbers like calendars. In the mirror, my only one challenger. Wait, yeah, I'm blowing on crickets, I'm lazy. Excited, my bitch, my baby. Big body, my brand new Mercedes. Bitch, I'ma level up. I'ma pop a little nigga, no regular. I be popping on downs, ain't no regular. Freaky. I be busting this shit, then they eat me. Take it from regular shit to that CC. We could do it on repeat. Black car. No limit, like I'm P-Man. Your man on right, but he's better. Moonwalking like a fella. Going against me, a nigga should really consider. Nigga, I'm Bron, you a filler. Nigga, it's no mad for a killer. They can ask me how I'm doing, I'm telling them I'm Gucci. This money I'm pulling these bitches, I hit down the soon. But I'm Gucci. Niggas just mad at us. Going through these numbers like calendars. In the mirror, my only one challenger. Breathe. Bitch in the pocket, I tell her to stop it and leave. I'm after the millions, you settle for regular G's. The plan was get out the project to get up and leave. Now I just set it up, cause that nigga just settled some regular. And I'm grinding like this just to level up. I got big dreams, I'm up in a big screen. I visualize just to get things. Them doors up high, up high. Down peak for the fallen soldiers. Pink runs for the blue sky. Nigga, we high. Never slipping, we towing that iron. When I work out, these niggas is fine. When I pull up, these bullets is flying. I'd rather keep piecing these shits for these niggas be bucking. I'm bucking and booming. These niggas be running. My niggas is coming. That automatic is holding the drumming. Boom. When I bust, I shit clear out the room. I'm on demon time, nigga, my mood. They can ask me how I'm doing, I'm telling them I'm Gucci. This money I'm pulling these bitches, I hit down the suit. but I'm Gucci. Niggas just mad at us, gonna be doing these numbers like calendars. In the mirror, my only one challenger. Wavy, yeah, I'm blowing on cookies, I'm lazy. Excited, my bitch is my baby. Big body, my brand new Mercedes. Bitch, I'ma level up, I'm a popular nigga, no regular. I be popping on top, ain't no regular. Freaky, I be busting this shit, then they eat me. Take up from regular shit to that CP. We could do it no reason. How I'm doing, I'm telling I'm Gucci. Gucci. Money I'm pulling in, bitches out here trying to sue me. But I'm Gucci, Gucci. Niggas just mad at us, gonna be doing these numbers like calendars. In the mirror, my only one challenger.
Smile. My fish. Ghost.
All I wanna know, all I wanna know, endless, endless pain.
All I wanna know,
why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel
is endless, endless pain.
In my heart got me thinking. Remember them days we was out there chasing chicken. Now that you're gone, a part of me is really missing. I don't understand why God needed you so quickly. But I gotta keep it going, hold it down, and you know it. Never quit or lose this motherfucking focus. Hoping when them gates open up, you there to open. My daughter was born 2 days after you went and I saw it. A silhouette of life and I saw you. I can't believe that shit. Your brother's a bird, I had to leave that shit. Casper, you're my dog, I love you to death. The twins is always fucking good word to the heart of my chest.
All I wanna know,
why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel
is endless, endless pain.
It's 9 a.m., I'm trying to sleep, phone won't stop ringing. Fuck, so I turn, it's my mom, so I answer quickly.
Hello? Hey, son, quick question, did you get the news?
What?
Your brother's missing and they really don't know what to do.
What? Jumped out the bed and hit the floor cause I missed a step.
Sheesh.
I'm trying to help, but I'm finding that it's hard to do. Cause you in Texas, I'm in NY and I can't fly.
Can't
my funds are tied down and I can't lie. Fat shit is draining me and killing me emotionally.
Emotionally.
And when I try to sleep, I'm having night terrors.
Night terror.
And when I'm up, I swear to God, I'm a saddest follower. I'm screaming justice for Jordan till I die.
Fact.
All I wanna know,
why they say time heals all pain.
Cause all a nigga know,
that with time, yeah, the pain don't go away.
And all I wanna know,
what's God got in store for me.
Cause all a nigga feel
is endless, endless pain.
Yeah. That first song was Yorkie 6, Gucci.
Yo, you just brought me back to time, Smiles. I really miss that time. I miss that time. I was coming through the second.
Oh, you still here? Listen, that second song was engineered. That second song was engineered by yours truly himself, Bright Boy Yorkie, at Triangle Recording Studio. That was me, Mike Fish, and the boy Ghost 212. Great times. That was great times. He was in there working hard during that COVID time. I mean, nonstop work.
Definitely.
He dropped a lot of shit during that time frame. And, I mean, it was a small time frame. And Yorkie was behind every single hit that we dropped that year. So definitely had to spend endless pain so y'all can see the different quality and the tones that he's capable of, because he's a different monster. He'll take somebody who can't sing and make them sound like they can, and don't even. It's like effortless for him.
That was Mike Fish.
That was Mike Fish.
Yeah.
That was me and Mike Fish actually. That was me and Mike Fish after that. That was Mike Fish with the All I Want to Know at the back, and that was me with the slow tone.
Nah, y'all killed it though.
But I got a crazy story, a studio story. We got a song called Ops, right? And there's a bar where I say door. And I mean, I was in the booth and Yorkie had me re-say door about 15, 20 times that day. And it was, he's a perfectionist. Like, he's not going to let you walk out that booth until it's done perfectly in his ears. And once it's good in his ears, let him work. You just sit back and relax.
Definitely, definitely, man.
But we got some callers on deck that's eager to talk to you, bro, because you are a big name. You are somebody big, and a lot of people do know who you are. So those who know, know. But those who don't know is about to find out today. So let's jump right into this caller.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yo, caller, what's your name, where you from, and what you do?
Yo, what's really good, man? It's Radar Rockstar, your boy, Boss Body Trey, hailing in from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Point City. You already know the fucking deal. Yo, Boss Body. You already know the fucking deal. What's good, Smile?
What's good, Boss Body Trey? Yo, listen, I got somebody. I got an elite in the building tonight, bro. Like, no game. I got my boy Yorkie right out of the Bronx, New York. When I say he's an entrepreneur of all trades, he's definitely the man you should definitely be talking to right now. So you got any questions you want to ask him?
Shit. Let me see, man. Shit. What's your end goal for the year, man? What's your big plan for the end of 2023?
Yo, my end goal is actually I said this shit to myself, and I just hope this be a gem for everybody, yo. In life, sometimes we get caught up with doing a lot, especially as men, because you got to get that money. You got to take care of family. You got to take care of spirituality. So sometimes we get caught up with doing a lot but not accomplishing a lot of shit. So I'm like, yo, I didn't start accomplishing a lot because paying my bills, making sure my rent is paid, and, like, that's not accomplishing shit. That's just spinning the wheel right there. So at the end of the year, I'm going to finish this movie script, this television show that I'll be dropping soon.
Mm.
That's my goal by the end of this year.
Mm.
That's,
hey, I'm be looking out for that, bro, definitely. I love it.
All right, so Boss Body, I was trying to get somebody else to ask him, but I'm about to force it out of Yorkie. So Yorkie shoot videos, and his videos is different from everybody else's. And he's not one of those videographers that's going to sit in his city all the time. So talk about your video packages right quick. If you don't mind, Yorkie.
My video package now, I just stepped up to the Sony A74, just stepped that up. I used to have an A73, stepped it up to the A74. And basically my packages go, yo, I'm a people's person, man. I've been in the trenches, so I try to keep my prices respectable, affordable. And right now, so you want to do like a 2-hour quick little one location, 400, but you know what I'm saying, multiple locations. 3-hour package, I got that for 300, and then it step up from there. I got the drone, where I'm traveling to Connecticut, Jersey, Brooklyn, Long Island. Prices may vary, but yo, man, we are connected. We got green screen, drone, everything, bro. So whenever y'all ready, you feel me?
Yo, he's definitely one of those that is mobilized, and he will travel. And as long as everything's set up and everything's right, he's willing to travel. He is definitely the engineer most independent artists need to speak to. And that's just not far as his recording-wise. That goes far as engineering, videography. That goes far as how to get your song right. It's a lot he does for the independent artist. So those who's listening, it's time to ask the questions y'all really want to ask that y'all don't know, that y'all really been struggling to figure out, because Yorkie might have the answer, or he might put you in the right direction.
That's trying to start a like goal is like right now is for all of us, man, is to try to make money off our talent, man, and live life and enjoy this shit. You know what I'm saying? So anybody out there, if you out there, you got a goal in mind, maybe you working a job and you like, yo, I need to start this business. Just start that shit, man. Get it off the ground. I've been working for myself for 20 years. It's going on 21 years. I'm actually, and the blessing thing, I'm in the studio with one of my clients named Jay Funkadelic. He's been down with me for almost the whole 20 years. So my point of even bringing that up if God gives you the idea for the business, he'll give you the clients. You know what I'm saying? So don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Maybe this is the year so y'all can overthink, but next year the ball's about to drop in a few months. Make sure y'all start that whatever plan or job or business y'all want to start, start that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a free game right there, bro. Free game.
Facts,
bro.
Facts. Facts. And yo, Boss Body Trey, I got, like I said, this platform is for y'all and everybody that comes through these doors and that I interview is somebody either I know or I've done business with or I've heard of their good business, and they have good ears and they do this. They really, really do this. So I want to know if you know the song Boss Body Trey. Yo, Boss Body Trey, introduce that for me right quick. And yo, Yorkie, let me know what you think about it when we get back.
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all niggas, this is Rated R Motherfucker Rap Star, the Ratchet King. The song y'all finna hear right now is Put That Pussy On Me Remix by yours truly, the Rated R Motherfucker Rap Star, Trayvon. Tune in. Let's fucking get it.
Body Trey, aka the X-rated rap star, and I was Put That Pussy on Me. Yo, York, what you thought about that?
Yo, thought that was fire. For some reason, I heard a girl voice on that shit, though. Definitely heard a girl voice on that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Minnesota got some fire. I'm not gonna lie, Minnesota got some fire music. They got some fire artists coming out of Minnesota. They've been shocking me lately. Like, at first, I'm not going to lie, he had on my first episode.
I wanna,
What happened?
Yo, and I was going to say, yo, bro, like, I know, you know, you're going to radio, but, yo, I also got that connect. If any of your artists or any of the people on your show is trying to get to the next level as Power 105, 107, Gillian Wallow, I got the No Jumper, Sirius Satellite, I got a couple of stations, 107.5 in Atlanta, I got Academics, I got connections with all these people, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send you the list when I get off the phone with you. But if anybody
we definitely gonna chop it up too. But those who's listening, did y'all hear that? Like, that's free game right there. That's not free game, but free game right there. Like, he's telling y'all, reach out. Like, don't be scared. A lot of independent artists right now is scared to take that step and make that extra reach to see where their career could go and what they could do. And you will never, ever know if you don't take the time out to go ahead and reach out to other people that's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
I just emailed it to you,
like,
too.
Big
yeah.
facts.
I
and, like, when I sat down, like, text it to me. All right, copy.
Yeah,
we're going to definitely chop it up.
You're on the radio so people can know. Read that shit, bro.
Oh, shit. That. Let's do that. Hold on. Let me go right back into my phone.
So they can know, like, it's affiliated with you, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so those who listening, tap in with Bright Boy Yorkie at Triangle Recording Studios. He could plug y'all in with Gillian Wallow, Hot 97, Power 105, at DJ Academic, No Jumper, Dougie Diamond, DTF Radio, Hot 107.9, that's Atlanta, 105.3 The Beat, that's Atlanta, Off the Punch, Porch, that's Atlanta, DJ Scream, Shay 45. The list goes on, and I'm guaranteed there's more to the list than what he just sent me as well. So, like, tap in with him. It is a reason he's asking y'all to tap in with him. He does this for the culture, too. That was another reason why I was so eager to get him on the show today is because he don't do this for him as well. He does this for the culture. He really cares about the hip-hop community.
Yo, bro, your network is your network. Now, just say, for example, now I'm like, yo, bro, I'm offering all my resources and, like, my talent. Now, let's say, just say we have a pool of 10 to 50 of us doing that shit. We're unstoppable, and that's the energy I wanted to bring to this. Like, I know sometimes people listening, what the hell? Most people are selfish, let's be real, and people are like, what the hell I'm getting out of this? So I wanted to have an interview with y'all, like, yo, bro, this is what I can offer y'all, because what I listen to, sometimes I listen to interviews, I'm like, yo, bro, that was entertaining, but what can I get from this to take me to the next level? And that's what I want to be able to offer, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo.
And that was one of my next questions. That was actually one of my next questions today. What advice can you give the independent artist that's trying to step into the world that you're in right now that don't know nothing? What's the best advice you could give them as far as
starting
their career?
Build a strong team, bro, and base your team not on the people, how y'all get together or what y'all did and who you grew up, because y'all lived in the same building and y'all went to the same preschool. Build a strong team. Like treat your team how you're going to build it. Like, you're a GM manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, you're going to lose your job if you don't build the fucking great team. And your team should contain people with great character, great work ethic. You know what I'm saying? That would be the number one thing, because I see a lot of people, they start it, but they be around the wrong energy, where it's like, yo, I want to do this music shit. And a lot of the times, rappers, when they tell me, yo, I haven't done this shit in a few months or a year, my first answer or first question be like, yo, who you around? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're creative and you're not around creative people, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be creative, or you're not going to be at your peak performance of creativity. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
so,
speaking of creative people, and that was the perfect way to put it for the next caller. Because, like I said, I got people that's eager to talk to you, bro. Like, eager to get the information that you possess. So, yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
Yo, what it do? It's Lonely Baby, man. Straight out to 651, man. Minnesota in the building, man. What it do?
What's up?
How y'all feeling?
What's up, Minnesota? Back in the building again. Lonely Baby was rocking. Listen.
Bless, man. Bless.
This is the man I think you should definitely be talking to right now. So go ahead and y'all two go ahead and talk. I'm going to step back for a second and let y'all have y'all convo right quick.
First off, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, congratulations on your success, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say you know what I'm saying, your name ringing bells around, you know what I'm saying, to me, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's a blessing to even meet you. I don't even, you know.
What's your Instagram and your name? I'm going to make sure I patch in with you too, you know?
Lonely Baby 1018. That's the Instagram.
Lonely Baby?
Yeah, Lonely Baby.
I got you. I fuck with it.
Yeah, one word, 1019.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Triangle Recording Studios. I'll follow everybody right back. Triangle Recording Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow Lonely Baby 1019. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I forget, I'm going to follow you right back.
I'm going to get you. I'm finna step in right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, anything you want to ask my guest today, bro? Because you always got some questions every time you pull up. So I'm the floor is yours.
I just want to, you know what I'm saying? For me, I mean, you know, it's a lot of artists that, you know, just we trying to get heard, we trying to be heard, you
mm-hmm.
know, to, you know, and it's a lot of people I know who, you know, don't have as many resources and don't have as many outlets to get it out there, you know what I'm saying, and be heard, you know. I just want to know what's something, you know, we can do, you know, or somebody else that's trying to do the same thing, because I got the talent, you know what I'm saying, and I got
I got this,
you know, shit niggas need to hear.
And this is real. I'm going to be 1,000 with you, bro. You know, I'm from New York City, and my studio ranked sometimes number one, number two, number three in the Bronx. In the biggest city in the world, and how I got that to be like that. Because I used to be on some shit like, yo, my shit ain't quad studio. My shit ain't the $1 million studio. I used to be intimidated by that. And I feel like the little artists, they intimidated by the big artists. And you know what the big artists do to y'all? Y'all don't study the 48 laws of power. And what they do, they try to relinquish y'all power by showing y'all external things. What's the rappers always showing y'all? Money. They always put money in your face. They put a resource that's outside of y'all to make y'all feel like y'all not enough. Cause I can hear in your voice right now, it's almost like, I'm not knocking you at all, but it's almost like my spirit is like, damn, this dude don't even realize how powerful he is already, but it's like you're searching for something external to validate how powerful you are. And what I'm trying to say is like, basically, bro, you want to be successful, treat every individual you come across in your life and honor them and respect them. Talk to them like, yo, bro, yo, this is my, talk to them about what you're doing. Learn about them. And at the end of the week, you should challenge yourself. If you really want to do this music shit and be successful, every day I'm going to meet 20 new people. With the social media, that shit is easy. You know what I'm saying? I'ma speak to 20 new people 5 minutes a day and get to know them. And yo, bro, to be a millionaire, you don't need 1 million customers, bro. You need a good 1,000 probably. Now, the problem is today, a lot of clients, a lot of artists, it's almost like we living in a pimp holes and pimp holes situation where they want something from nothing. I don't know if you watch. You know, it's one of the biggest inspirations to me right now, Deion Sanders, bro. And you know why he's so successful?
Yeah, I rock
bro?
With him.
He gives so fucking much, bro. He gives so much, bro. He gives you so
mm-hmm.
much information. He gives you so much of himself. Where these players want to die for him. I'm challenging you and every artist to become Deion Sanders. Give your. Because a lot of the times, the most successful artists, believe it or not, give you something. And I'm going to go with the negative niggas. Let's start with Young Jeezy. And I don't consider Jeezy negative, but people think selling drugs is negative, so I'm going to just spin it like that. But even when you listen to Jeezy, he gave you fucking motivation, bro. He made me.
Yeah.
I never sold a brick in my life, but, yo, if I was down and out, I listen to Jeezy, and I'm going to get some work.
Get
on that shit. So give, like, on some real shit, bro, give people something, bro. When you write in your music, give them a gem. When you have a conversation, give them something. Give them something, bro. And people will fuck with you, bro. People fuck with J. Cole because of what? He give people something, bro. Before he blew up, he had the Dollar and the Dream Tour when he was going to every major city doing a fucking concert for $1, bro. You know what I'm saying? He gave.
Right.
You look at Cole, he gives. All these people give. So, like, it's not money, bro. You got everything inside of you. But now treat every individual like your my goal is by the end of the week, have to meet 100 new people. By the end of the month, 500 new people. Now you got networking.
Yep.
You networking. You got so much information. And, son, that's the way, bro, believe it or not, bro.
Yo, I want to try something right quick because I'm going to do something I normally don't do. I normally play the artists that call in song, but I normally don't do it in this matter. I want to keep Lonely Baby on the line right quick, and I want to send some of his music so you can hear it. And then I want to come right back, and then we have a conversation, all three of us, after that. So, yo, guys, spend something for me right quick.
Draco made a hit with this.
Yeah! Tell they food and they lunch, nigga. My attitude is like fucking bitches up, nigga. Thought you was 100, but you really a fuck, nigga. Bitch, no cap, I bet this pump will lift you up, nigga. Couple shots at your body, you make you crump, nigga. 7-6 to your body, you leave you stuck, nigga. Try to hit it, you ass, shout out Trump, nigga. Chop his body up and leave him in the trunk, nigga. I do not fuck with you, niggas, you really pussy, though. I beat your bitch in the back, I beat that pussy, hoe. Really go deep in the pussy, deep like an ocean, go. She got some really weird pussy, wet like an ocean flow. Niggas not tough, they just act hard. My credit good up in the hood like a black heart. Hop at this Draco, bitch, and really make you back off. And I got this tech, I swear to God, I'll take your neck off. Niggas out here capping like they no roles. Work with fucking stuntin', you ain't no balls. Fucking on the girl in your dreams, bitch, you took a big loss. I'm dropping bombs on you niggas, I'm just like Adolf. Probably drop 6 or 7 if I let this 8 off. Up this kill tank and it'll probably take your face off. And I've been working with her, I'll probably take the day off. I work for the fiends, just like they laid off. Ain't no talking bitches up in this fuck, nigga. Can't believe I almost dropped the body for a fuck, nigga. Promise I'ma hit you where it hurts, you tried to look, nigga. Everybody around me about to eat you fucking lunch, nigga.
Why you niggas watching me, you kinda sus, nigga? How you out here really trying to beat you, got no bucks, nigga? Your own people turn their back, they don't fuck with you. Cross me out, I had your back, that's why I don't trust niggas. You don't wanna swing, but for you, I would've punched, nigga. You ain't got it, then I got it, bitch, I was your crush, nigga. Never ever thought that you would treat me like a fuck, nigga. Didn't think that it would come to this, I'm about to clutch, nigga. NASCAR nigga, I feel like Speed Racer. I'm up to patrol, so my girl, I don't need no chaser. Bitch, I'm out here grinding every day, I feel like pro skater. Watching all my moves, little nigga, use a pro hand. Weed and sips and lean, I'm about to doze off. Watch what's coming out your lips and they'll get blown off. Niggas acting like they hard, but they so soft. I don't tip to really knock a nigga nose off. Fucking on this bitch, don't act like I won't go soft. Stop the panties in the couch, she got no drawers on. Pussy got a real pistol grip, she got low miles on. Put the fucking pussy all on my face, now she got smiles on. Fuck. I nutted it all on the pussy, now she got towels on it. Round 3 in the pussy, I had to climb on it. You ain't really pleasing the pussy, she make no sounds, homie. Stupid. I swear to God, you a clown, homie. See you in the streets and I swear it's going down, homie. Drop you broad days and I'll go smoke a pound, homie. Yeah. Yeah.
Asherah flow. Hello, nice to meet you, I am Pharaoh. Pay me as a punk, meet the twin Pharaoh. I'm chilling with my Mexican, sipping no Modelo. Breaking down the weed, I was busting down the Reno. I'm rolling up a slip, already lit, I probably fucked your bitch. Pussy with the shit, TBE, here we in the streets. I'm trying to make the best out of life before I leave this bitch. Pharaoh the guy, you niggas don't remember him?
No.
Yeah, and I be smoking like a hippie.
No.
Balance out the nose with the perk, the smoke crispy.
No way,
I blow up. To the metal, full throttle, never slowing up. I'm built tough like four trucks, don't get truck. If I call tough,
then run a duck when he pulling up. Cause our guns like Tommy Swiss when he hold him up. Hit him in his chest with the pump, but that'll lift him up. All about my buck, dumb buck, in my red tux. If he comes short with the brick, then we'll finish truck. Wow, nigga, no pressure, luck out here. You fuck with my niggas, so feel your guts to live. God, Weed smoking, I dive in the pussy without a snorkel. She swallow dick without choking, driving the whip like it's stolen. I'm addicted to pussy money and weed, but shit everybody has their voice. I'm just smoking marijuana, best to see them reclining. Swagging top like a kind of place, pushing it up on kind of way. Yeah, who really fucking with God? Works on my mind, feel like a king to these fucking places. What's that on me? Feeling in the air, these bitches run to me. The bitch, she popped the beanie, not the single. Now you're ferret, I got you niggas my sequel. Ride deep in a foreign whip with a foreign foreign chick. Cocaine and bread, champagne, yeah, we stupid lit. That's your raw flow, barrel hits with your stupid bitch. I'm grinding 5 to 5, yeah, I'm trying to get rich. Never had shit, so you know I gotta get it. TV ho, you know we win it. Once you make it out, it's such a feeling. It's such a feeling.
That's your raw flow. That's your raw flow. That's your raw flow. That's a 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 raw flow.
Yeah. What? Lonely Baby, Crossroads, and the second track, Lonely Baby, Ashton Ross Flow. Yo, Yorkie, what you think of the homie, bro?
Yo, he's extremely talented, bro. Like, I was like, we were just rocking out over here, bro. That shit sound fire, bro.
That's blessing, bro. I appreciate that, bro.
Yo, Yorkie, I got a question right quick, because, you know, he's all the way in Minnesota. How would he be able to, if he ever wanted to, you know, use your services, how would that be able to work for him?
Which service, though?
Recording, engineering, mixing, mastering, producing.
You know what I'm saying? He can send me his music. You know what I mean? Test it out. You know, send me music. You need a video. You ever coming out to New York or Price is Right? I fly out to Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got connections with radio, you know, different artists. You know what I'm saying? Anything, you know what I mean, you may need. Let me know, bro. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I'm connected. You feel me? Professionally,
so make sure you tap in with him, Lonely Baby, for real. Make sure tap in with him. Everybody know King Miami had to run out right quick. He had an emergency, so I'm running the rest of the show without him. But everybody know over here on the Weed Fouls, I give the flowers when the flowers is due. So before we get up out of here, nobody go nowhere. First and foremost, we got to give Yorkie his flowers. At least from my end.
Definitely.
He's been doing this for a very long time, and he really takes pride in what he does. Everything that comes out of Trunk Movie Studios is top flight, and he makes sure he's not putting his stamp on it if he's not agreeing with what's coming out of your mouth,
but
or at least how it sounds.
The same thing you're telling me, speaking, this is what I'm telling the brother right now, his fans should speak about him like that. Yo, when I listen to his album, he ain't playing with that pen. He has respect. You know what I mean? Like, people feel that. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I'm telling him, like, bro, what made me? It's like, you got people who started businesses, and them niggas been shut down a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm going on my 21st year. You know what I'm saying? It's people who have successful album releases and homeless right now. So it's like I have longevity. In a secret, what that is, bro, how you just said that about me, that's being committed. That's taking my time and being honest and putting my hardest into every individual that I work with. And I feel like we got to be like that, especially when a president running for president, when he don't got that big budget, he got to really knock on motherfucking doors. He can't spend $20 million on the first year. So we got to do the hard process, but we got to make our hustle personal. Where it's like, yo, when a person leaves from you, and yo, bro, I fuck with his energy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then I fuck with his music, and then I fuck with his movement. You feel me?
No cap.
Big facts. And we got one more caller on deck. Nobody going nowhere. We keep a Lonely Baby on the line as well. Yo, caller, what's your name? Where you from and what you do?
Yo, 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 what it be? What it be? It's your boy, OG Tiger Lee. What's good? Smiles, what's happening, my brother?
What up, OG Tiger Lee? Oh, man, I was hoping you called in. I was hoping you called in because you're the brother that I wanted to speak to you on the spiritual side. I wanted to make sure your guy got hit every aspect of the day, so... any questions or comments or things, words of wisdom for my brother Yorkie?
Well, you know me. I'm always I believe in motivating. You know, I'm a motivator. I like what he was talking about. I believe in motivating, encouraging, uplifting. I believe in those sorts of things. Let me say, my brother, what you were speaking about a few moments ago, I stand 100% behind you in regards to the type of energy that you need to surround yourself with. You know, there's an old saying that says you're known by the company you keep. If you're known by dollar bill type people, then that's how you're going to be known as a dollar bill type of motherfucker. You need to get out there and get with them motherfuckers that's reaching toward them hundreds, them thousands upon thousands. You understand what I'm saying? You need to surround yourself with the same type of people that has the same type of energy. It's on the same level of energy that you want to reach. Those are the people you need to be around, 100%. So I definitely encourage you and definitely appreciate what you were saying. You know, I gleaned a little bit for myself. Just because I'm an OG don't mean I can't learn. You feel what I'm saying?
I definitely
appreciate that.
We want to be successful as people, individuals. We want to be successful, but it's like it's so crazy. Again, you got to understand what type of, like he said, spirituality. Yo, in order for you to become successful in life, bro, it's going to, just say your talent is something God gave you. That's your gift, right?
Absolutely.
And now you got to start working on your people skills. Like, I had to start reading 92 ways on how to speak to people, how to communicate, because sometimes we coming from the bottom, we don't know how to communicate. We like so anti-social, on guard. So a lot of the times we'll miss our blessing because we don't know how to communicate. You know what I'm saying? So
that's,
it's like,
and that's what
like
it boils down to.
Yourself, like now you got your talent. What you play for me sounds fire. I don't see no reason why he shouldn't be successful. Now you got to work on them other attributes, the spirituality, bettering yourself in the sense of like reading, reading books like The Alchemist, because you could probably see omens and signs that's helping you in trying to get to that way. But if you're ignoring all the signs and all the universe trying to aid you, you'd be like, damn, why I'm not getting on? And you kind of blocking your own blessings. And just constantly educating yourself now. Audio books is something any artist, if you're trying to be an artist, bro, when you open your mouth, people should be intrigued, man. Like, oh, he's sick all that crazy shit over there. But when he talks, I want to listen to him. And you got to think, every great artist from Nipsey Hussle, I would love to listen to people interviews, man. Any artist listening to me, fuck listening to the dude mixtape and album. Listen to the artist you like interview. If he don't intrigue you, That's what you want to mimic right there.
Big facts. Yo,
most successful artists,
I can't even agree with you more on that one than the way you said it just now. Because every artist that I'm a fan of. I sit back and I listen to their interviews. And that lets you know what kind of character that individual is.
It could be
a lot of these artists got ghostwriters too. Don't sleep on that. A lot of these artists is not really writing what they're saying. So that's really not their persona. That is the label labeling them as that persona. So if you really want to see who that person is, sit back and watch an interview of your favorite artist. Same thing with your favorite celebrity, like Kevin Hart or anybody that you deem as somebody you look up to. You should sit down and really listen to their interviews because you get to see a lot of their real character.
Let me say something else that's shown for me, your humility, my brother. I preach humility. I believe in humility. I believe when God gives you something and he begins to bless you, you should be humble about it. And you're doing it the right way. That's passing it forward. You know what I'm saying? You pass it forward through the knowledge that you're giving. And hopefully someone, if you can get one, you know what I'm saying, to listen and understand what it is that you're saying, then you've done your job. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate the humility that's coming forth that I feel from you. Your energy is real positive. And you know I'm a positive energy vibing motherfucker, you know, in my old ass. But, you know. You know,
nah,
but I definitely appreciate
it. It's like, yo,
I'm not gonna
growing up. Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead, just smile.
No, go ahead, yo. Go ahead, yo.
No, I was gonna say because, like, I remember when I first started this music shit because it wasn't no crystal stair, and I remember that comparting, putting my talent like in one box where I felt when I first started. I worked for the big studios, and I was running around handing out flyers, coming to my studio. And once I started working on myself, like really reading books, like an artist, we're just vessels of the universe, believe it or not. That's why we go through so much depression from so much fucking ups and downs, because we still the energy of the universe. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why you got to constantly educate yourself. Because it's like we listen to artists like nowadays, so you got to, it's a spiritual war going on, dark against light, devil, whatever you want to make it. So you got a lot of people so dumbed down and numb to what's coming out their mouth. And people are like, yo, why the fuck I can't get people to get into my music? Because your frequency ain't right. Even sometimes you can have dark energy that could be at the right frequency, believe it or not.
Right.
Okay, you can have dark energy that's at the right frequency, and how can I? What I say with the dark energy? You got drill music, that's the right
that's dark energy.
You know what I'm saying? It's dark, it's whatever. But we 20 years old, we're not 18 years old. We don't know what them kids is going through right now. I love to listen to drill music, believe it or not, because it's teaching me what a 19-year-old going through right now. We may not like it, but our parents ain't like our fucking music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fuck.
It's like,
we get to listen. But now, if you faking a funk and you're 35 trying to do drill, it's not going to work for you because at the end of the day, you should have knowledge yourself at 35 in your 30s. So you trying to compete with that, the frequency is not going to be right. That's what I mean by it could be dark energy.
Right.
That's right. And then you can have
in
positive energy. Yeah, the frequency strike. When you got the J. Cole's, you got the Kendrick's, you got so many. I hate to just mention them, but it's like we always say them.
We all just see how J. Cole silenced the negative energy from Youngboy on that track so smoothly. Like that's the style I'm into right now. Like I listen to drill because I listen to independent artists, but that's not the main thing on my spin list. Like I don't see a lot much more longevity in drill, but I do listen to it. But I'm more of I'm more of a boom bap, more of a hip hop bar. I'm more of a bar frequency rapper and listener. So I listen for bars. That's what I'm really looking for, and how you put your words together. But I do respect the drill artists because, like you said, that is their story. When we was growing up, our story was way different. We was talking about pushing and moving and doing this, and we really wasn't talking about what we was doing in the streets. We was talking about how we was making money. It's different now. So hip-hop changes, And it changed without error, and it's going to change with the error after them, and it's going to change with the error after that, after that.
Yeah, it's always evolving. It's always going to evolve. That's the way of music. You know what I mean?
Big fact. But I want to do one more thing because it is end time, and I don't want to take too much up more of your time. He is in the studio. Those who need to tap in, he is about to drop his social media. Yo, York, drop your social media right quick and your shout outs, and I'm going to go right around in the circle for everybody to do that.
I'm mixing in the session, so follow me, and I'm going to follow y'all right back. But my personal page is Bright Boy Yorkie. That's me, that's me putting out information about my studio, putting out spirituality. I love. I want y'all to call me when we want to have a talk about spirituality, man, because I love that.
We're definitely gonna have you come back, but we're gonna have you come back on a different show. Most likely, it's gonna be get into it when we get into his joint. Go ahead and shout out Triangle Recordings Instagram.
My personal page. My business page is Triangle Recording Studios, how it sounds, Triangle Recording Studios. You can see all my work on there, Bright Boy Film. You can see all my work on there as well. And Bright Boy Film, Triangle Recording Studios, and Bright Boy Yorkie. You know what I'm saying? And I follow right.
Any shout-outs?
Hey, yo, shout-out to you, Smiles, and keep doing your thing, man. Where you at right now? You in Minnesota,
Big fact. I'm in Florida. But we're going to get it to I'll hit you
Florida.
Up. But, yo, OG Tiger Lee, go ahead and drop your bomb right quick in your social media.
All right. Hit me at OG at TigerLee.OG on Instagram. That's where I'm at. Hit me on there. Y'all tune in tomorrow night where you're in the place to be with OG Tiger Lee. We're going to be talking about family. We're going to have a good time. It's all about For the Record Radio. We lit, we live. We got us here at For the Record Radio. This is where the independent artist matters the most. Tune in tomorrow night.
Big facts.
Same time, same
Big
place.
Big facts. Big facts. Yo, Lonely Baby, if you're still in the building, drop your Instagram, social media, and any shout-outs.
For sure. Lonely Baby 1019, man. That's on Instagram. You can catch me on Facebook with that, too. I'm about to drop Crossroads. You know what I'm saying? That was the first song that my man dropped, the first song. I'm about to drop that in a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? So that's still exclusively only on this radio, just to let y'all know.
Big facts. So, we get it first.
And also, Slam Time 2 finna drop, too, by the time I'm going to say New Year's. I'm going to say New Year's is going to drop. But, yeah, man, other than that, man, shout-out to y'all, man. Shout-out to Flock Gaza, man. Shout-out to my people. Shout-out to all my kids back home. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it rocking.
And
yo, last
shout
thing
out to King Miami.
Yo, last thing. Again, if we want to be successful, it all starts with us, believe it or not. Let's each individual, let's lock in on whatever resources you have. Just like back in the days before money was created, let's get back into our barter system. If you know somebody that could be an asset to the movement, bring them to the table and let's exchange resources, bro. Exactly.
That's work. Okay. And shout out to King Miami. He had a run out. He's not feeling too well. Feel better, my brother. And positive word of the day. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. Live today. Tomorrow's not promised. Make sure you go achieve your goal. And the weed fact of the day is smoke what you smoke, but make sure you monitor it. Keep it simple. Don't overdo it. Know your limits. There is limits to smoking weed. You can't overdo it and be inebriated to the point where you can hurt somebody if you're driving or operating heavy machinery. So definitely take that into consideration and smoke responsibly, just like you drink responsibly. And those who need to follow me, zero_SMILEZ on Instagram and on Up Live. Y'all know how to do it. And I'm on every other platform y'all want to look up. Shout out to Bright Boy Yorkie, Flock Gaza. Shout out to the whole For the Record Radio family. Triangle Recorder Studio, Bronx, New York. Look them up. He is definitely working for the culture. And shout out to my family in the Bronx and in South Florida and everywhere else in between. Chirac, and y'all know the vibes. Tune in tomorrow for OG Tiger Lee. He's definitely got some shit going on. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all do the math for everything else. And tap in with us for the rest of the week. Y'all know how we do. Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, right here on For the Record Radio, and hit us on fortherecordradio.com. Tap in with us. We love y'all. Peace out.
You alright. You got a little style to you. You real confident. Huh? I can't believe I'm even talking to you and telling you this right now. You special.
Special, huh? You don't know about that.
I wish you could see what I see.
Baby, come on, Nunu. I need her by my side. How she bought that pussy on me. I think that girl is voodoo. Who knew? I think she snatched my heart tonight. It's a new you. She just stole my heart. It's a new you. Pussy like, I have you sit up on my, It's been a long time, I got a queen, there's some demons on my mind, you said to pick the barrel up and leave it now, saying a lie, you said to come and go to get some pain on my, baby girl is my noodle, and she got my heart tonight, it's voodoo, baby girl my noodle. I need her by my side. How she bought that pussy on me. I think that girl is voodoo. Who knew? I think she snatched my heart tonight. It's a new you. She just stole my heart. It's a new you. You could put me to the test, I deliver. Cause I know I'm new to my only got eyes for my Nunu. And you knew, girl, you snatched my heart tonight. Like, and I'm losing my mind. You're my soulmate, need you all the time. Baby, girl, my Nunu. I need her by my side. How she popped that pussy on me. I think that girl is voodoo. I think she snatched my heart tonight. It's a new you. She just stole my heart. It's a new you.
Red bone, I think I asked from Memphis. Poppin' her shit in the loft.
you top me off the dog. Rich nigga, you can witness. Nigga, you capping a lot of business. I'm up in the big and you up in your feelings. You up in the bus and I'm up in this Rari, no ceiling. Missing your stop. Nigga, you lame in your corner. Your music don't give me that vibe. But nigga, I hit Chicago. Niggas be doing the savage spot. Buddies be doing the bully bop. Nigga, I'm top dog. You gotta guess, do I got tool or not? I got shit in my brain. Nigga, I'm a boss. Nigga, I could lose a lot. Yeah, I think I wanna lose my spot. Niggas wanna see me just broke and pop. Stretched out like Big and Pop. I went to Atlanta, I copped some hammers. These niggas be thinking I'm pussy. Yeah, 5K ain't nothing. Go ahead and push me. Yeah, I'm counting these blues, looking like Tucky. Yeah, you out of your mind, you run up on that. Some clips are gon' bust, ladders and sticks. Drum roll with the laser, nigga, no time to miss. We wrapping him up and he down with fish. Black rolls, give your widow a kiss. Black mobs, poor star bitch with some knockers. Super clean like I'm dressed for the Oscar. Porsche Carrera, don't confuse it with Boxer. I'ma keep going. Chasing these mains, no toughing your feelings. The internet trophy in front of your building. We let it go out of the range, bro. Boom, boom, where the fuck did your brains go? Big homie, they be calling me big, bro. What on my shoulders, extendos. Calling the plugs to send those. Nigga, you goofy, you go where the wind blows. Nigga, I'm Gucci, I'm down like 10 toes. I fuck queens down to bimbos. Nigga, I'm up and you salty. I'm the king, no cap, that's yokey. Brush smoke, get them hitters up off me. Straight to the bag, I do it with passion. Niggas scream gang, but nigga ain't acting. No time for niggas out of my bracket, yokey. Hey, yo, what we doing for dessert? Pass me that bottle, man. I need a drink, man. Nice. Nice.
Whoop. I swear they gon' cry to this.
Never experienced any nice living. Sometimes I cure this pain with a glass of Bacardi with the ice in it. Just like my heart cold frozen, I could barely feel any life in it. Too used to just getting by and I never tried living, so now I'm on this grind missing. You ain't felt what I felt, homie, we cried different. Face buried deep on my hands, hoping the Most High listens. If you ain't been where I've been, homie, quit it with all that advice given. My last trip to hell, trust me, it wasn't a nice visit. I was there cheating boxing matches with the devil like a light scrimmage. Me weather shouldering every strike given. Tied with the devil hitting every swing in this ninth inning. See, it was days I used to look in the mirror and start striking resemblance. Now I see a shell of myself and now I'm trying to rekindle him. Tried to reach out to God, but all my demons are middlemen. Made a list of regrets and then I burned and got rid of them.
You know, I don't know where I would be if the pain ain't shaped me into who I am today. But at the same time, if I was who I am right now back then, shit would have been scary for a lot of you niggas. But I had to go through that to get through this, feel me? I really stared death in the face type shit. And I thought I was alone, but God was right there.
I don't know too many that would have made it through what I lived. Not proud of the sacrifices, but had to do what I did. Feed my daughter to keep my lights on, and I'm choosing my kids. I hear booking studio time without no food in my fridge. Every day was a life decision, you gotta lose till you win. They was cool burning that bridge, so they had to use it again. Every day I was faced with challenges and I proved that I'm him. I guarantee you'll trip if you try to walk the shoes that I'm in. I had to look within myself for motivation. Even though my spirit's low, I still had to go and chase it. Ain't have no Superman to save me on some lowest lane shit. There was times I wasn't all the way there and my soul was vacant. There was times I had to dig myself out of the lowest places. I keep the thriller and I ain't talking about no video apps. It shapes you into who you are, you can't get rid of your past. Every blessing and every curse, just put that shit in your back and keep it pushing.
You feel me? Cause like, I was down real bad, you feel me? And I watched literally everybody turn their back. Brush me off and leave my side type shit. It was bad to the point I literally held a gun to my head. And I kept thinking, what if I pull this trigger? Well, I guess we'll never know, right? Everything I talk about, you know it gives you the chills. It's the realest shit I wrote, it's like I'm writing a will. Put liquor in my cup and then I fill to the sill. I don't wanna be sober and I ain't wanna fail.
Got a savings on my checks and all the words that I spill.
It's a hole inside my heart and I just want it to heal.
It's pain inside my mind but keep it smiling my grill.